Blog Talk Radio.
Power, power in the people. 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 We gon' fight, we gon' shout for our rights without a doubt. We gon' live, we gon' sing, we gon' rise and do our thing. We gon' stand and join hands, united as one, we're in demand. Hear our voice, young and old, fight the lie, let the truth be told. Power, power in the people.
All right, welcome to the Build 720. You there, man?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, cool. Well, man, it's Sunday, and it's going to be a nice, beautiful day again. Probably pretty hot. How much was the weather like yesterday? It was like, what, 90-something?
I have no idea. I tried to go up and
Were you getting your sleep on, man?
No, I was just staying inside where it's cool.
Oh, okay. All right, man. I'm gonna turn you up just a little bit. If you get feedback, please let me know.
Will do.
Are you good? No feedback?
So far, so good.
All right. I'll tell you just a little bit more. All right. Okay. Whew. Another day, man. Another blessed day. Another day to be alive, to live, to learn, to study, to be prosperous, and to be fruitful. So today's topic is soul food. What it is and what it isn't. So yeah, man, I know we had a brief discussion about soul food, and I guess my question to you is what is your idea of soul food in terms of, no, just in general, what's your idea of soul food? I was going to say African-American people, but everybody eats soul food, so I don't want to just, you know, put African-American people in that. Just in that category. So, anyway, brother, you want to go ahead with your opinion?
Soul food, I guess, is comfort food. Oh, we're getting some major feedback, too. Or at least I think I heard feedback. Anyway, yeah, it's comfort food. It's, you know, I mean, I'm from the South, which everyone knows. I'll probably say that a lot. Maybe I'll not have to say it after a while, but there are certain foods that, like greens and black-eyed peas and just, you know, all types of, I name the good stuff, but, you know, there's a lot of bad stuff in there too, like fried foods and chitlins or chitterlings, whatever you call them, the intestines of the pig. I don't know. I think it was at one time, I think it was supposed to be like a way of celebrating or like coming together in the community, like everyone would cook together. So soul food for that purpose is a good thing, but I think we probably need to make it healthier these days. And, you know, a lot of people hear healthy and they think, oh, it's not going to taste good or it's not going to be filling or, you know, something. But it's gotten to the point where a lot of people are having health issues because of soul food. So, you know, might want to change how we as a community look at it.
All right. Well, let's look up the definition of soul food, according to the Urban Dictionary, online Urban Dictionary. All right, let's see here. Okay, soul food. The term soul food originated from the cuisine developed by the African slaves, mainly from the American South. A dark period in the history of the United States resulted in a cuisine fashioned from the meager ingredients available to the slave and sharecropper black families. The meat used was usually the least desirable cuts in the vegetables, some bordering on weeds, were all that was available for the black slaves to prepare nutritious meals for their families. From these meager ingredients evolved a cuisine that is simple yet hearty and delicious. Every ethnic group has what is called, quote, soul food, end quote, soothing comfort food that brings back warm memories of family dinners. However, today the term, quote, soul food, unquote, simply means African American cuisine. Yeah, that was by somebody by the name of Brandy who posted that back in February 8th, 2005. And that definition, again, was on the Urban Dictionary. So, yeah, I think that definition pretty much sums it up. And you're right, man, we have to think about, you know, what African people were given. You know, I mean, we were given the leftovers, the worst things. And unfortunately, our ancestors, they had to supplement with what they could. I mean, they were in a dire situation, you know. It's like the slave master says, well, okay, I get all the good cuts of the meat. And here you go, you get the worst part. And then not only is it not nutritious, then you're going to have to go out work in the heat. So, yeah, man. And unfortunately, in my opinion, many black people, they pretty much carried that tradition till today. And then they call it soul food. But the bigger question is, I mean, is it really nutritious and is it really good for our soul? You know, I mean, is that truly food that will nutrition your body overall? Let me ask you, Krista, did you grow up eating soul food?
Nutrition your body's not worth nutrition. Yeah, yes, I did. I grew up eating what was put in front of me, so it wasn't really like a lot of choices. When you're a kid, you eat what is prepared or you go hungry. So I guess as I got older, maybe I would go hungry a little more because I was, you know, trying to have a healthier diet for myself. But when you were talking about, you know, things, we have to think of it in terms of, you know, a healthier type of diet. What types of things, you know, could we tell our listening audience, you know, that they would need to do or that they can do so that they know that they are feeding themselves spiritually and, you know, getting some, some positive energy from, you know, what they're consuming? Because you're a pretty healthy eater, I would say. So what types of things, you know, just very simple, did you tell our audience?
Well, I think for one, I mean, if you're going to eat meat, and if you can afford it, obviously, I mean, definitely try to go organic, you know. I personally would stay away from pork, especially in our communities. Because unfortunately pork is like the worst meat to eat. And if you're going to eat it, you're definitely going to have to supplement with, and we can get a little bit into alkaline, but I would suggest for the listening audience definitely to look up alkaline and acidic foods. so you would know, okay, if I do eat this meat, then I need to supplement this with something that's more on the alkaline side, since pork is one of the most acidic things that you can put in your mouth. Yeah, so basically try to get organic if you eat meat. Obviously, if you get fruits and vegetables, try to get them organic. But you can get if you can't, get organic, then you need more fruits and vegetables. I mean, those are living superfoods. I mean, I guess when people start out, just try to consume as much, you know, fruits and vegetables as possible. You know, obviously water is a big thing. So, yeah, those would be some of my suggestions to kind of start out. I'm going to give props out to Kidi Iwadu. If you go onto his site, livingsuperfood.com, I mean, he gives some great recipes. He's actually a vegan chef, and he has many different cuisines. So if you want to kind of look into that, that's a place where I'd definitely go. So yeah, man, in terms of your current diet, I mean, because I know you talked briefly about doing a fast, or you did fast, I'm not saying doing, sorry. I know you did a fast, and if I recall correctly, I think your diet has also changed within the last, I don't know, year or so, I think, from the last time we talked. So what currently are you doing, and what made you kind of change your dietary regimen? And you also, and if you don't mind, also kind of, well, never mind. I'll ask that. I was going to ask you about the cheese thing, but and allergies and how you can go about, you know, trying to do your best not to eat those products if you happen to be allergic to something. But anyway, I know that's a two-part question, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, since doing the fast, I wouldn't say monitor what I eat, but I'm just very aware of what I eat. So I think that's probably the most important thing that we all can do is, like, no matter what you eat, if you eat very poorly, if you eat very well, just kind of monitor what you eat, because, you know your body better than anyone else. So if you're feeling a certain way after eating, ah, man, it's morning, no coffee, what's going on here? If you eat certain foods, you know how your body reacts to that certain food. So just monitoring what you eat is a big start. Just because you have, you know, been eating something all of your life doesn't mean that you have to continue eating it. You know, there comes a point in time where, you know, you can make a decision. You say, yes, I want to eat well, or yes, I want to eat healthy, and I'm going to cut this out of my diet. And I don't know, for me, I don't really eat, like, I guess, like a lot of things. Like, I don't eat pork, I don't eat beef, and it's not because of any type of, you know, animal rights thing that I'm doing. It's just, I just don't feel healthy when I eat those things. So right now I eat fish and I eat chicken, and I don't eat that much meat on a regular basis. So I think that's a big help for my health. You know, you do need certain proteins and certain things in your body so that you can function on a daily basis. But yeah, for me, I just kind of monitor what I eat. Not really censoring what I eat, but definitely monitoring, trying not to overeat a certain thing, or, you know, try to get exercise, that sort of thing. And as far as the allergy goes, yeah, I found out that I'm allergic to cheddar cheese. So I think that, I don't know if it's the mold from the cheddar cheese, I'm not really sure, but cheese isn't something that I crave. It's not something that I, you know, it's like, oh, I got to have it all the time. And every once in a while, you know, I'll slip up and I'll accidentally eat something that has processed or, you know, an orange cheese and, you know, I get sick. So that's what I would say about that.
Well, I think another thing, too, man, when it comes to soul food, especially with the modern-day soul food, like, for example, I think, you know, if you're a chef and you cook soul food or, you know, you prepare soul food, like things like butter and lard, I mean, can definitely be substituted, you know, with, I mean,
sure.
I'm not a big fan. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just
no,
saying,
go ahead.
True. I was just saying, yes, true. That can't, those things can be substituted.
Okay. Yeah, definitely, man. And so, I mean, you know, lard and milk is another thing. I mean, there's other types of milk, you know, almond milk. I know some people are allergic to nuts. So if you can't have, then maybe coconut. Soy, I've heard positive and negative things about it. I think with soy, you might have to, you know, drink it in moderation. But that's definitely better than cow's milk. You know, obviously people can do the research on cow's milk and how it affects our body, especially with African-American people. Now, I know there are a lot of African-American people who are lactose intolerant. I mean, some black folk will say, no, I'm not lactose intolerant. I'm like, yeah, you probably are. But, you know, that doesn't mean that every, you know, black person is lactose intolerant. I think, though, there are a lot of African-Americans that are lactose intolerant. Yeah, man, so those are a couple things that I would do in terms of substitution. Cause what's on the soul food list? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think a lot of people in general are probably lactose intolerant. The thing about the consumption of milk or the consumption of anything is that you get your body used to that. Like, maybe you drink a lot of milk and you feel a certain way, but you've never attributed it to the milk. You think that it's something else. So, you know, that's another thing. When people say that they aren't lactose intolerant, because, you know, they feel a certain way after they eat or drink, and so they've always felt that way. So why would they think anything was wrong? But that's another thing of examining and monitoring, you know, what you eat and knowing your body. And maybe if you didn't eat it at some, or, you know, drink milk at a certain time, and then see how you feel, and you probably feel better. I mean, I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there, speculating, but you have to be able to monitor what's going on with yourself in order to know, you know, what your body can and can't take.
Yeah, I would totally agree. I'm going to go ahead and read a list of soul food items and dishes. Let's see here. Okay. Oh, it's not that bad. I think. Sorry. Man, I'm looking at something. Anyway, sorry for those who eat soul food. I don't mean to offend you, but I just looked at a picture of some pig feet. Anyway. All right, let's see, soul food. This is on Wikipedia. Meat dishes. Some meat soul food dishes. Foods and dishes include chicken fried steak. It's a bread cutlet dish consisting of a piece of steak, tenderized cube steak coated with seasoned flour. Yeah, that's another thing, flour, man. Probably not the most nutritious thing. I'm sure, you know, you can substitute with some other coating, but it does get expensive when you start going more organic or nutritious. So, Anyway, so that's chicken fried steak. Let's see what some of the other meat dishes are. Fatback. Fatty cured salted pork, especially the first layers at the back of the pig, primarily used in slow cooking as a seasoning. Yeah, man, I think that's one of those things that were just, here, you guys can take this and, you know, you guys get the leftovers. So definitely fat back. No. Fried chicken. Fried fish. Ham hocks. Now, for those of you who don't know what ham hocks are, let's read the definition of that. Typically smoked or boiled, ham hocks generally consist of much skin, tendons, and ligaments, and require long cooking through stewing, smoking, or braising to be made palatable. The cut of the meat can be cooked with greens and other vegetables in flavorful sauces. Hog jowl. Have you ever had hog jowl, bro?
Probably, but not that, you know, not that I can recall. But probably.
Yeah, I'd probably say probably for myself, too. But yeah, I'm not familiar with that term. That's why I had to ask. Hog maw? Yes, definitely some hog maw. Okay, the stomach lining of the... Oh, go ahead.
So just on one point, you were saying that these, you know, to try to get an alternative would probably get a little expensive. It, yes and no. I mean, on the, there are ways in which you can find certain things that aren't going to change your budget that drastically. And at the end of the day, it's all about feeling better and feeling healthy and not being sick. So you kind of balance out, you know, maybe not having to buy medicine or have to go to the hospital by having a healthier diet. And, you know, yeah, it will be kind of a shock, I guess, or it'll just be a change. I mean, if you're paying $100 for groceries and you get this, you know, a ton of stuff, and then you go and you try to eat better and you're not getting as much stuff, then maybe you really don't need to eat that much anyway. I think that's all mental for us to think that we need to consume so much. You know, we could probably subsist on not as much and still feel good and be healthy. Anyway, continue with that awesome list of soul foods. I'm getting hungry.
Me too, man. Me too. Yeah, that's another thing. Speaking of breakfast, we're 4 minutes and 40 seconds roughly into the show, or ending the show, I should say. This is the Build 720. Yeah, definitely. I would suggest, and I'm just suggesting people can do whatever they want to do, but I would suggest when you first get up, maybe have some water and squeeze some lemon, maybe add some agave. Try to stay away from sugar, especially people who have diabetes. And unfortunately, that's high in the African-American community and also the Latino community as well. So, yes, black and brown folks. Yeah. So, yeah, try to substitute more natural sugars instead of using, you know, the white, you know, sugars. Let's see here. All right, let's go on. Offal. Basically, we know them as chitterlings or chitlins, the cleaned and prepared intestines of pigs, slow cooked, and also often eaten with a vinegar-based sauce or sometimes parboiled and battered and fried or hog mugs. Basically, it's the muscular lining of the pig's stomach, sliced and often cooked with chitterlings. Yeah. You know, I know black folk have had offal or chitterlings. You know, sometimes we've had, oh, it's a New Year's festival thing. I know some Latinos, they might call it menudo. I might be wrong about that. But, yeah, it's quite interesting how we've integrated that so-called food item into our paradigm. Let's go on. Oxtails. the tail of a cattle. Oxtail is a bony, jealous, and rich meat, which is usually slow-cooked as a stew. Pickled pig's feet. Yum, yum. Slow-cooked, sometimes pickled, or often eaten with a vinegar-based sauce. Pig's feet. The feet of pigs. The cuts are used in various dishes around the world and have increased in popularity since the late 2000s financial crisis. I wonder why. Pork ribs, poultry, turkey. On here they're describing turkey as the neck bone. No, not the good breast or the, you know, leg, the neck bone, which is obviously the lesser part of the turkey. All right, it's 2 minutes, so I'm going to go through this list pretty quickly. There's not too much more on it, but I'm going to go through, and if anybody wants to look up the soul food list, just check it out on Wikipedia for the description, but I'm just going to go through real quick. Black-eyed peas, collard greens, hoppin' John. Basically, that's a rice dish. Mustard greens, okra, sweet potatoes, turnip greens, cornbread grits, hoe cake. Hush puppies, cobbler, could be various types. I know peach is the most popular. Pie, pecan pie, and sweet potato pie. So, yeah, that's in a nutshell what soul food is. Yeah, fam, just if you can go in and do your best. We got a minute left in the show, Blog Talk 20. So if you just go and do your best, substitute where you need to substitute, and just try to go out and find those items that are more healthy for you, you know, do the healthier choice. All right, bro, we got 30 seconds left in the show. Is there anything else, man, you want to say?
Sure. I just want to say that the whole list that you called out, I'm sure that there are some recipes out there that aren't traditional soul food and still taste like soul food, but, you know, with maybe less calories, maybe less sugars, maybe less salt. So people should look for things like that. It's not that you have to get rid of it. You could slowly, you know, change how you eat it. So just think about it in a different way. That's it.
All right, man. Sounds good to me. Well, everyone, live life, live prosperous, and enjoy life. Live, learn, and, you know, give love, peace, and, you know, do what you need to do. All right, we're out, fam. Peace.